Hello, everybody. This is Larry Goins. How are you doing?
Hi, Larry. We're doing fine.
Excellent, excellent. See, we have already a few people hopping on here, and so I thought I would go ahead and jump in and see anybody have a question you want to throw out?
Well, I guess I sent in my question by I typed it in, so I got to think of something else to ask.
Yes. Are you coming to my office, or are you working with Randolph, or what?
Keith from Columbus.
Would anybody like to throw out a question?
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to ask the same question that I wrote about. My question is, how soon after the meeting, you know, after we come to your office, how soon are we going to be able to start seeing some real potential?
When are you coming to my office?
Huh?
When are you coming to my office?
On the 30th, September.
Oh, okay, good, good, good.
Yeah, I just want to know, coming working with you, it would be awesome. But I just want to know after that, how soon are we expected to really start seeing
some
progress?
Well, that's
going to
really depend on you, because when you're at my office, you're going to be doing what you would be doing at home. So I have had many, many, many students that have come to my office and have actually done a deal while they were at my office.
That's great.
So, it's possible you could do a deal while you're there and very soon afterwards. And also it's possible that you could do a deal as a result of maybe an offer or whatever that you made while you were at my office. Maybe it just took a week or two to get that deal under contract.
That would be great.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Sure. That's awesome. Well, I hope that answered your question.
Yes.
Good, good, good. Anybody else have something you want to throw out there? We might have some new people hopping on today. We normally do these Q&As biweekly, the second and fourth Monday of the month. And they are recorded, so you can go back and listen to them as well. And occasionally I will forget to record one, but for the most part I do get them recorded. One of the things that we're doing right now, we're starting to get some more lower-priced properties, buying properties in the $15,000, $20,000, $25,000, $30,000 range. So we're seeing that pick up more. And we're also getting more offers accepted now. We've got, I think it's either six or seven closings that we have actually this week that we're doing on deals. So some HUD, some REO, and we're starting to work a little bit of for sale by owners, not a whole lot, but a little bit. So anybody have a deal or anything that you have a question about that you want to throw out there?
Well, I don't know if this is a spot, Larry. We're working on a deal right now. We're supposed to close on the 18th of the month. And we've got an state incorporation, and we had all the records given into your office earlier. And then with this deal, they're asking for them again. Is this something that doesn't stay on record, or is this something we have to be prepared to give in every time we put an offer through?
Well, I'm not sure. Are you talking about when you said in my office? Are you talking about buying a house from me?
Yeah, we're buying a property off of your office using the Carolina hard money.
Uh-huh.
And, we set up to on another deal that we weren't able to complete to get the hard money, and they asked for, the incorporated lumbers and our credit partners' information and everything, and this time they seem to be asking for it again. I was just wondering, is this not something that should be kept on record with you?
I'm not sure. That's something you'll have to ask Carolina Hard Money. I don't own that business, don't have any ownership in that business. They work in my office, and that is, you know, the lender that we work with, because I've worked with Wendy and know Wendy and Bill, have known them for years, but that's their business.
Yeah, that was, I was wondering. I didn't know if it was a question for this time frame. So
yeah, and that's okay. That's okay. You didn't know, but you can always shoot Bill or Wendy an email, and they can answer that for you.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Larry.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. Sorry I wasn't able to answer that for you. Anybody else have something you want to throw out there?
Oh, you were saying you were getting more $25,000-$30,000 homes. Are these the ones for rehab and flip?
Well, we're actually doing more rental type houses now as well. We're doing some more turnkey houses, and we're buying properties at $20,000, $25,000, $30,000, and rehabbing them and putting a tenant in them and selling them as turnkey investments. Because right now is a really good time to be buying and holding rental properties. So we're doing that as well. And some of them we even sell with seller financing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We have some that we're doing where, you know, say the house, like a typical deal, it might be the house rents out for $950 a month. We might be selling that house for, say, $65,000 with, say, you know, 30 down or something like that, you know, 40 or 50% down, and then we finance the balance of it. And the investor may not have much cash flow for the first 4 or 5 years, but after they get the loan paid off, they got 100% cash flow. Plus, they could diversify by buying several properties as well.
Andy and Laurie from Florida.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing good, thank you. How you doing?
Doing excellent. Thanks for joining us. So, anybody else have a question you want to put out?
Yeah. Hey, Larry.
Yes.
This is Keith up here in Columbus, Ohio.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, good. With these turnkey rentals that you're talking about, when you find like a buyers for those, are you finding these people like more like on say like a West Coast type? Looking to invest on the east side, or are these people you finding local? Or
well, they don't necessarily have to be West Coast, but a lot of cash flow buyers are on the West Coast. That's for sure. But you can find them anywhere. You can actually also find them by looking at people that invest in the stock market, people that people who would buy bonds, buy mutual funds, buy stocks, those kind of people. you can run ads on Craigslist, run ads in the paper. You can actually look up the list of buyers from other turnkey sellers. Like if you know the name of a turnkey seller in your area or really in any area,
uh-huh,
then all you would need to do is look up the name of their buyers and send them out a letter or a postcard offering to sell them properties as well.
Let's see. Do you list these on the MLS also?
No. We sell them ourselves.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying, Larry, we could act like a bit of like a bird dog and with one of your properties and find somebody to buy it from us type of deal?
one of my properties. Find somebody to buy one of my properties from you.
Yeah. Like we buy it off and turn around and sell it.
Yeah, I guess you could do, if you were buying one of my wholesale properties, but you wouldn't buy a turnkey property from me and then turn around and sell it to someone else. What you could buy is maybe a wholesale property and fix it up and put a tenant in it and then sell it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. I was just wondering if there was enough space between your purchase and what the rental is that you might have an investor be interested in that may not be hooked to you.
It's a possibility. It's a possibility. If you have some turnkey buyers, you could always talk to one of our, we call them portfolio managers, and Lisa or Jeff, and they could help you out with that and determine if, you know, if the numbers would work. They'd be happy to. Hey, anything to sell a house.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly, exactly.
Now, these turnkey properties, Larry, is the tenant like on a one-year lease? Is that how that works?
Typically, yeah. Typically, you get a tenant in for about a year, but sometimes you can get them to sign a longer lease. But really, you probably only want 1 year because even though we're selling it turnkey with a tenant in it, you want to be able to raise your rents every year if you can.
Sure. But that would be the sort of the shortest lease that it would come with, would be
right.
1 year?
Right. You would want to do probably just a one-year lease.
Right. Okay.
Exactly. And are these all property managed properties you're dealing with, Larry, or do we have to find your own property manager?
Oh, we would put a manager in place is what we normally do.
Okay.
We typically put a manager in place, and then that way, you know, it's a totally independent third party that we don't have anything to do with, but and the reason is, you know, we thought about starting our own property management, but because we buy properties in so many different areas, we're much better off working with somebody who is local and knows the local market and has contacts in the local market, you know, of different contractors and things like that. So that's the reason we elected to go the route of finding a local property manager in the area.
Okay. And just my limited knowledge, a property manager is usually 10% of the month?
It can be anywhere from 8 to 10%. The ones we're working with are typically going to be 8 because we're going to talk to them about making it up in volume.
Okay.
We're going to refer a lot of business to them.
Okay.
So we try to figure, we usually figure 8% in our pro forma for property management.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah. And then we, you know, of course we fix up the property, you know, and do whatever it needs to get it fixed up, but we still include a vacancy rate and we still include a repair and maintenance, deduction as well. And then we also offer, you know, some seller financing on some of the turnkeys where it helps us out because, you know, especially if we can get 30 or 40 or 50% down or sometimes even a little bit more, then we get a lot of our money back up front on the down payment. And so it helps our yield, but it also helps the investor who's buying it from us for turnkey purposes or for cash flow purposes, because say if we had an investor that had $90,000, well, they could buy one, maybe two houses with that $90,000, but, you know, for all cash. Well, what if we could break that down and sell them three houses and they put $30,000 down on all three of them? Well, with the financing, they are going to have a mortgage, but they're going to be diversified and they're going to have more cash flow after they pay that loan off. And what we try to do is we design our seller financing to benefit the borrower because we typically charge 5% interest, which is a great interest rate, and we amortize it to where the loan will be paid off within 5 years. So even though the investor is not getting a lot of cash flow right now, after 5 years they're getting 100% cash flow, and they were only into the property at about half of what they would have been in, if that makes
right.
sense.
Yeah, it makes lots of sense, Larry.
Good. And
then they can refinance and buy more property?
If they wanted to, they could refinance and buy more. Yep. Or do a couple flips and use that money to buy, you know, cash flow properties.
Flip two, hold one, it sounds like.
There you go. That's good. I like that. I like that.
What was your thing?
I knew I heard that somewhere before.
Larry, when we were there at your training course and we were going out on tour, I think it was Wendy that was saying that just to put white appliances in. Now, the deal that we're currently working on, the contractor initially, well, had said, you know, he was going to put brand new black appliances in.
Uh-huh.
Does the price of the house determine which appliances you should use or which appliances you should install? Or
you know, sometimes it really does. The price of the house, the style of the house. So
right.
That might even be a question for you to address with Wendy. I know you have her contact information. So
yeah.
You could ask her, you know, hey, on the bus tour you said this. So, you know, just to clarify, you know, about the color of the appliances, to ask her about that.
Okay. Like the real estate agent involved in this deal suggested stainless steel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because it's
and
a high
some
end.
Of them, some of them do, yeah. You want to fix up your, when you're doing a fix and flip, you want to do it a little bit nicer than your competition.
For sure.
Exactly. Well, that's good. Anybody else have a question?
Larry, when you do those 5-year mortgage notes, do you do it under a land contract?
No. No, we do it seller finance, where the buyer is actually buying the property and we are the mortgage holder.
Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, because that makes it a true seller finance deal. If we did a land contract, the property name would still be in our name, or the property would still be in our name. And we actually do want to deed the property to the buyer, especially if they're putting up, you know, about half down, give or take. You know, we want them to, you know, really own the property. Anybody else have a question?
You're just too good at your teaching, Larry.
Well, I don't know about that. You know, sometimes we have a whole lot of people on here, and, you know, questions can go on and on, and then sometimes we just have a few people on. You know, I think we have like 8 or 10 people on tonight. But yeah, I mean, if anybody has a question, if you know, I'll answer it tonight. If not, you can always shoot me an email. Everybody knows how to reach me. You know, if you don't, just hit me up, larry@larrygoins.com. Be sure and put Inner Circle in the subject line, and I'll answer it pretty much right away, or as soon as I see it anyway. But, yeah, but I appreciate that. Anybody have any questions, anything you want to talk about, any deals you're working on, or anything you might have a challenge with, or anything that's come up?
guess they're all, we're all waiting to see you on Friday.
Maybe so. Hey, it and maybe some of you are just heard I was a little under the weather and are feeling bad for me. So.
I thought you sounded a little like you had a cold or something.
Yeah, I've had a. I think it started out as a sinus infection and then it turned into something else. I don't know, but I'm trying to get over it. I'm on all kind of medicine and trying to get over it and get it knocked out before the boot camp we have this coming weekend.
Well, we hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. I want to be able to give it everything I got. Yeah. So can anybody think of anything you have? Hey, maybe I am going to get off here early and go get into bed.
Yeah.
Go home and get better.
Really? Well, guys, I really appreciate all of you being on here, and I appreciate your business, and I know some of you coming to the boot camp will be seeing you. It's in Charlotte, so I won't have to travel too far, but and some of you are going to be coming to the office next month. I appreciate that and really excited about that as well, or I should say this month, but really excited about that as well. And we really appreciate your business, and if I could ever do anything for you in between these calls, please don't hesitate to email or call. I'm usually in the office unless I'm traveling out somewhere teaching or speaking or something. So be sure and hit me up if you have any questions whatsoever, and can't wait to hear your success stories. Many of you have already heard a lot of success stories, but I can't wait to hear more and more success stories. So with that, thank you guys so much for being on here. I really appreciate it. And just let me know if you have any questions outside of our regular biweekly Q&A calls.
Thanks,
okay,
Larry.
Thanks, Larry. We'll see you on Friday.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night.
Feel better.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.